Good morning. Recently, Rosa Parks died. She was the lady who sparked off the civil rights movement in America by refusing to move from the front of the bus to the back of the bus, from the whites-only area to the blacks-only seating area. The Reverend Jesse Jackson described her in a radio interview as a lady of mild-mannered, non-negotiable dignity. What a wonderful description. A lady of mild-mannered, non-negotiable dignity. She was not your typical revolutionary. She was a real lady, a quiet person, a Miss Marple in tweed. But she had an inner strength, a sense of right and wrong, and a dignity. She didn't shout and scream. She just sat where she was, and nothing would move her. Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and Nelson Mandela all achieved much by the same mild-mannered, non-negotiable dignity. Rosa Parks was not such an eloquent speaker as them. She was not such a famous person as them. But her actions and her spirit spoke volumes. The interesting twist on her story is that Martin Luther King said it was Rosa Parks's protest on the bus which more than anything else persuaded him to lead the Black Civil Rights campaign. So without the layperson Rosa Parks, we probably would not have had the clergyman Martin Luther King. He had a dream, and he inspired millions with it. But it was Rosa Parks who caused him to dream that dream in the first place. And who inspired both Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King? It was a first century carpenter with mild-mannered, non-negotiable dignity, Jesus of Nazareth.